Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
I am David Chiu.
And joining us in the studio this evening is Thanuja Anantan. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
That explains why there are two guys on the show today. Because of our guest,
Shh, don't give all the tricks away.
Edlin, get out.
Get out. Okay, so we've been trying to get you on the show for a little while, actually. There's been some to-ing and fro-ing, and I know our intern has been emailing you and your sister.
Thank you for
So we're trying to get you both on the show.
Finally, yes.
So what have you been up to lately?
Just the usual, you know, TV gigs, hosting, emceeing, ambassadorship commitments.
Oh, nothing much then, really. You've been a bit busy then, have you?
Like I said, just the usual. We've been pretty busy,
right.
Which is a good thing. It's never a bad thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what do you do on your downtime? Do you have any downtime?
Oh, yes, I do. And when I do, I just stay at home and
do
just
nothing.
Chill.
Really?
And do nothing. Sweet
nothing.
She's
a good girl.
You see, that's what I do, though.
Isn't it?
I get home. I don't want to do anything. I'm just laid there, done.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Bit of Netflix.
Tanuja is actually a qualified lawyer, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm not a qualified lawyer. I finished my LLB. I didn't pursue my bar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you do your LLB here or overseas?
I did a 2+1.
Right. Okay then. Miss World Malaysia 2009.
Yeah.
Okay. What about this year's winner? What do you feel about that?
Miss World hasn't...
Sorry, not Miss World Malaysia. Miss Malaysia. Miss Universe Malaysia.
Oh, yeah. I know her. She's a beautiful girl. Can't wait to see her participate in the Miss Universe contest,
right.
Which I think should be end of the year.
Yeah, so, end of the year. Yeah. I mean, there was controversy last year with the winner and all. There's always controversy.
There's always controversy.
Right? Is there gossip backstage? Is there a lot of gossip goes
of
on backstage?
Of course there is.
Can you share some?
No, I can't.
It's worth a try. So, obviously, you are a one of a pair of twins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is your relationship like with your sister?
It's love and hate. No, I mean, I'm the elder one.
Yeah.
We're 5 minutes apart.
Okay.
How important is that to you?
Very important. I'm still the biggest one, okay? I'm the elder sister. Uh-huh. You listen to me.
Okay.
It's 5 minutes. That's like a long time.
It's a milestone.
So we're really close. We're very, very close. I mean... She's my worst critic. She's my best friend.
Right.
Vice versa. So.
Okay.
I'm sure a lot of people have asked this before, but you know what? If both had entered that Miss World Malaysia in 2009, would the judges have had a tough time trying to figure out? Yeah.
For sure, I think, right?
I'm sure, isn't it?
Yeah.
No?
I have no idea.
She's no idea. Right.
But why didn't she enter then?
Well, it's just not her cup of tea, you know.
Oh,
she loves pageants just as much, but she says, you know what? I live vicariously through you anyway, so.
That's nice, right? Okay, folks, we're going to take a short break in a minute, but just to let you know, of course, we do have a giveaway this evening. Remember this number, 016-201-9000. Don't forget to include your full name, your IC, and why you deserve to win. But first, you need to answer this question.
Which popular DJ artist will be performing at the Taste of Tiffin event? And if you win, you're going to get some passes to the Brunch Session Brunch Bandits event. For the Taste of Tiffin at Publica on February the 26th.
There you go.
Wow.
We're also on Twitter, folks. We're at BFM Radio and at BFM TTON. In the meantime, we're going to take a very short break. We'll be back with more Thanuja in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
I'm sure they won't.
I'm sure they won't.
Yeah.
See you in a sec. BFM 89.9 at the Business Station. I am Rich Bradbury.
I'm David Chiu.
And this is...
Thanuja. Hi.
Hello. Okay, right, very quick reminder, 016-201-9000. We have a giveaway this evening. It is passes to the Brunch Session Brunch Bandits event for the Taste of Tiffin at Publica on February 26th. Answer this question.
Which popular DJ artist will be performing at the Taste of Tiffin event? Send it in to us right now, 016-201-9000. And don't forget to include your name, your IC number. Most importantly, tell us why you want to win this.
Please, you've got to give us a good reason.
Yes.
Okay, Thanuja, so, you know, modeling, hosting, acting, emceeing, mm-hmm. all of these things that you do, right? It's like you're taking a little bit of everything and you're putting it all together. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite aspect of the stuff that you do, genuinely?
The money.
It's not too bad, but I must say it's not too bad.
It's always the money.
You be quiet.
That's a motivating factor. It definitely is. But I think just the fact that I love all that I do.
Right.
And it's very fulfilling at the end of it all. So, yeah.
I mean, Adeline was at the Comic Con not too long ago, and she saw you hosting that. And she said you were really, you know, you're a lot of fun, you were very energetic, and all of that kind of stuff.
I was there too.
Yeah, you were there briefly as well.
Oh, thank you.
But I mean, my question is because for people like us who do radio on a daily basis, there comes this time where if you're on air at 8 p.m., your whole day feels like you're being a spring wound up. And then at 8 p.m. you're kind of released, you know, for that 1 hour, and it's like crazy. But the stuff that you're doing, it's constant, it's regular, but it's irregular, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
How do you keep up your energy levels?
I just guess it helps that I am who I am. I mean, it's my personality. I'm a people's person.
Right.
I'm always energetic, and I just love being around people. And really, I think when you love what you do, it just comes naturally. It's not something that you need to think about and you need to put in the energy. You know, it's very natural.
So. And the money helps too.
And the money helps too. Clear.
Yes.
All right. Oh, so tell me a little bit about the whole Fear Factor thing that you were involved in. How was that?
Oh, wow. That was once in a lifetime experience. Just like how I would say Miss World was a lifetime experience. Mm-hmm. That was insane. I would do it again, though.
Right.
I would do it again.
Both of them?
Yes, both.
Okay.
But wow, Fear Factor was crazy. I mean, it was challenging. It pushed me to my limits. I never thought I would do half the things I did.
For those who haven't seen that so-called episode of Fear Factor, what did you have to do?
Oh my God, I had to do so many disgusting stuff. I had to eat bull's testicles, penises. I fell into a freeze your butt below 0 degree Fahrenheit from 30 feet up in the air into a freeze your butt below 0 degree Fahrenheit lake. I almost broke my arm.
Oh,
I swam in a swimming pool of dung. Lots of things that you see in Fear Factor.
Sounds like a typical weekend for me.
Right. I mean, this is a Friday night out, right? You know?
Yeah.
Testicles and a bit of this and swimming in dung.
But it was all good fun. It was all good fun.
Right.
I mean, you wouldn't do all this stuff, even if it was really good.
All right.
What was the biggest takeaway from all that? Never join Fear Factor again or something?
Oh, no, I would do it again. Like I said, in a heartbeat, I would do it again.
Really?
I mean, challenge yourself, because you never know when you put in a certain situation, you don't know what you will or will not do.
Actually, there's a drain just outside our office and many of
Don't go jumping in there.
Two people have fallen in
just from our office alone.
Within the last 2 weeks. One has broken her rib.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The other one has scratched all of her legs up or something.
Yeah.
Right. But here's a question for you then, Tanuja.
I mean,
has there been opportunity to do something where you've said no?
In terms of TV or film, in the kind of sphere of the world that you work in.
Quite a bit. I mean, I'm the sort of person where I know what I want, I know what I'll do or what I'll not pursue or won't do. So yeah,
because you are a brand to a degree, aren't you?
I would like to think so. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen your pictures in malls and one thing or another. And there was a picture of I think it was both you and your sister modeling for
Eclipse, right?
That's the one. Yeah.
That's the one you got in your bedroom, haven't you?
I have the Esquire magazine.
You blew it up.
Scaring me now.
just joking. Anyway, quick reminder: 0162019000. If you want to get in touch with the show, and if you want to win a passes to the brunch session from the Taste of Tiffin at Publica on February 26th, answer this question for us:
which popular DJ artist will be performing at the Taste of Tiffin event? Send it in to us right now: 0162019000. And don't forget to include your name, your IC number. Tell us why you want to win this.
All right. Supper Heroes. That's the next one I want to move on to.
Ah, yes. Supper Heroes.
Right?
Yes.
Give us some details.
Oh, wow. That was a fun shoot. We shot till 5 a.m. Went from Cheras to Petaling Street. Had the best Hokkien Mee. Had the best... what else?
You keep using the word best, and you know, people are going to start saying, really, is it the best?
Yes.
Okay, the Hokkien Mee was definitely the best that I've had.
Really?
Yeah. Uncle Lim, he used genuine, real charcoal to cook.
Wow. That's the secret.
The stove, yeah, charcoal stove.
Okay, so apart from the Hokkien Mee, what else was there?
There was nasi lemak, there was chendol, there was this all your Malaysian delights. Yeah.
Mm. You I see, was, because I was watching, you know, Anthony Bourdain, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he was doing one of those layover shows, and I've mentioned this a couple of times. And he came on and he's talking about, you know, he flew into Singapore.
Mm.
And he said, of all the places in Southeast Asia, Singapore has the best food.
Best food, yeah.
And right?
What?
And exactly. And I was ready to throw things at the TV. And I'm like, this guy has never been here, clearly.
You know,
exactly.
But he needs to come to
Malaysia. He needs to come visit, yeah. Right? I mean, yeah. He needs to come and spend some time down Petaling Street and where else. And,
exactly.
You know, everywhere and trying all these wonderful, wonderful dishes. But this is my problem. I mean, whenever I go into somewhere like Jalan Imbi or Jalan Alor, mm-hmm. I never know what to eat.
I know.
Because there's just so much choice.
Yeah, varieties.
Right?
Insane,
yeah. Nola, you're delicious. Just going on to all those tourist traps like you.
Yeah,
Matsale.
Jalan Alo is a tourist
trap. It is, exactly. But I take my friends down there. You know, they come
okay,
visit.
Okay, let's give it to him. He takes his friends there.
Tourists taking more tourists there.
Exactly. I mean, can't call me a tourist lad anymore. I've been here 7 years already.
Contributing to the economy. Yay.
Exactly. Right, folks, we are going to take a break. When we come back, we have news from page 2. And, of course, we have Smarty Pants coming up. Dave is going to remind you about the giveaway in a few minutes. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Tanuja. I'm Richard.
I'm David.
Don't go anywhere.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
I'm David Chu.
And I'm Tanuja.
Okay, we are with you until 9 p.m. this evening. Folks, don't go anywhere. We've got giveaways. We have quizzes. We have news from page 2 coming up very shortly. So our giveaway this evening.
That's right. All you have to do is just tell us which popular DJ artist will be performing at the Taste of Tiffin event. And why we're asking that question is because you're going to win some passes to the Brunch Session Brunch Bandits event for that Taste of Tiffin. It's happening at Public on February 26th. Send your answers in to 0162019000. Don't forget to include your name, your IC number, but most importantly, why you should win.
Absolutely. Right, folks, we are going to move on to news from page 2.
Extra, extra, beat all the
what's all the shouting?
What's all the shouting about, Richard?
It's about an Australia man, mate.
Okay.
All right, mate.
Right.
So what happened is, back in 2013, this guy, his name is Ben McMahon.
Yeah.
He was involved in a serious car accident, and it left him in a coma for more than a week, right? And when he woke up, this guy started speaking in fluent Mandarin.
Oh, no joke.
No joke. So what it is... a few years ago, he'd taken part in a cultural exchange, right? So he had gone to China. Okay. He had been exposed to the language, and he had heard it before.
But
he woke up speaking fluently. So when he woke up, the nurse that was attending to him was of Asian appearance, right?
Okay.
And so he immediately started speaking to her in Mandarin, saying, oh, it hurts here. Can you tell me why I hurt here? What happened? And his mum is sat there at the time, and his mum is just like, what the heck is happening, you know? And when he tried to speak in English, he just couldn't do it. He couldn't comprehend it.
Oh.
They were trying to prod him to get him to speak in English. Nothing was happening.
Oh,
right?
He couldn't speak English
couldn't
anymore.
Couldn't speak English. He was saying that his dreams were in Mandarin. His thinking was in Mandarin. His counting was in Mandarin. All of this kind of stuff was all you know, happening. Now, flash forward a couple of years. He's now a little bit better. He still speaks Mandarin fluently, but he's speaking English again on one thing or another.
Okay.
But he was flown to Beijing to be a contestant in this show, where essentially what they do is they try to matchmake Chinese women with foreigners and vice versa. This sounds like a night down at Petaling Street, I know.
Exactly.
But, you know.
Something right up your alley.
No, thank you. But anyway, he goes on to be very polite, and he says, you know, it's a good insight into Chinese culture, this TV show. It's called If You Are the One, right?
Okay.
This is the name of the show.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And it attracts viewers of up to 50 million people per episode, right? So it's done in Mandarin, but it's also subtitled in English.
And did you ever take part in that?
No, I didn't do that.
Oh, no,
I didn't do that.
Okay.
I did a few others, but not that one. But, you know, he's actually done really well out of it. He's met this young girl on this TV show.
Okay.
She's, you know, but here's the thing. She's also based in Australia.
Oh.
So he flew all the way to China to meet a Chinese girl
who's
actually based
in
Australia.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just think it's wonderful because it gets you talking about, you know, how the brain works. And you've damaged your brain somehow, yet it's managed to, you know, turn something around. And there's an old Chinese saying, you know, from tragedy comes something great. So clearly something great has happened, right?
Exactly. So go get your accidents, guys.
Oh, yeah, good luck.
Most interesting thing would be if the nurse who originally treated him couldn't understand what he was saying.
That could have caused a bit of confusion.
Yeah, because I'm Vietnam. Vietnamese.
Oh, yes.
My story, just let you know,
go on, then.
Is about this representative. She is, you know, she works for the government over there. She's a representative in the government. Mary Lou Marzian. Mm-hmm. Now, she's fighting tooth and nail because over in Kentucky, where she represents, right, this county in Kentucky, apparently they passed this law about abortion.
Okay.
Passing, you know, yep. Against abortion.
Yep.
Now, she's very much for it. So she's now fighting tooth and nail in a little whimsical kind of twist to the whole story and says that she wants to fight for the fact that men in Kentucky will need to have a note from their wives before being allowed to purchase Viagra.
Are you serious?
I kid you not.
Wait.
She's trying to protest against this new Abortion Restriction Act.
But how is Viagra related to that? Well, I mean, I understand physically,
you
right?
know what I mean?
But, you know, I don't need a birds and the bees kind of lecture. But how is she? I don't understand.
Let's put it this way. Like, she's one of those who just goes against the grain all the way through. In fact, she also recently tried to introduce a bill that would require gun buyers to get counseling from victims of gun violence 24 hours ahead of getting a firearm.
I could see the benefit
well, yeah,
in that, right?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So this one about, you know, getting a note from your wife is just another way of, you know, getting an okay before you shoot your gun, lah.
Oh,
baby.
That's a good thing. Oh. That's not a bad thing, hey?
Right. Yeah, indeed.
That
right.
had to come in.
Okay, 016-201-9000, full name, IC, and why I deserve to win. Answer this question for us, guys.
Okay, which popular DJ artist is going to be performing at this Taste of Tiffin event on February 26th? If you win, you get passes to the Brunch Session Brunch Bandits event for the Taste of Tiffin at Publica on February 26th. So don't forget, send it in, 016-201-9000, your name, your IC number, and also the reason why you need to win.
Okay, Tanuja, we've got our stories out of the way. You said you got something you wanted to share with us?
Yeah.
So, funny story of my sister and I.
Oh, this real life, huh?
Which one do I go? I put two, actually. Being twins, I mean, we were in high school, and all the way through primary through secondary high school, we were always in the same class. And then one day, mom comes to school, mom's like, telling the teachers, like, I think they shouldn't be so dependent on one another, try and, like, separate them in different classes. And then 17, you know, that's Form 5 here in Malaysia, and we're like, okay, we're going to leave school soon. Maybe we should try switching classes. Hey, since we're twins and we're monozygotic, we're identical. Let's do this. This is never going to be another time ever again in our lives.
Okay.
And so we did.
Which class did you switch?
I was having... I think mine was English lesson and hers was mathematics, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And so I went to her class for mathematics and she to mine for English. And our teachers, I swear to God, they couldn't tell us.
They couldn't tell the difference.
They couldn't tell. Like, I was Anuja and she was Tanuja. But the boys in her class started cooing and like, hey, that's not Anuja. That's Tanuja, I think. And I'm like, I just totally ignored.
How did they know?
I have no idea. I mean, when you're friends, like, your friends will
right,
know, right?
Right.
And so I guess they found out and they were like, you know, making so much of noise and whispering. And the teacher started wondering, like, what's going on? Why all the commotion, right? And then I think she figured it out. Like, so that was Anuja's teacher. I was in her class. And then she pulls me out and she's like, what's going on? And I'm like, nothing. And then she was like, are you Tanuja? Are you Anuja? And I'm like,
whatever.
I'm Anuja.
Okay.
I stuck through the whole way.
Okay.
And then recess came. And after recess, next thing you know, we called to the disciplinary room, Anuja and I. And we're like, okay. And then we go in and then the disciplinary teacher was like, so, you girls switched classes, didn't you? And I mean... Okay, let's just be very honest. We just burst out laughing because, you know, hey, we did it. You know, people got fooled anyway.
Right, right. I mean, and come on, if I was a twin, I'd do the same as well.
Yeah,
you'd want to try at least once.
But the thing was, like, the teacher, the disciplinary teacher, I remember Chegu Zuraihan was her name. You'd be like, oh, there, Chegu Zuraihan, and you're listening. I mean, she was like, do you girls know this is not right? This is against the rules. I'm like, really? Where is it written in the school rule book that twins aren't allowed to switch classes? And she's like, don't try and be smart here, Tanuja, and blah, 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 blah. Okay. And we got actually K'd on our palms.
But
when we left the room, the whole teacher's room just burst out into guffaws. And Anuja and I'm like, yes, we did it.
Okay, the other question I'm sure a lot of listeners out there are wondering is, have you ever switched boyfriends?
Oh, good Lord, thank God. That'll never happen.
But I mean, a serious question, though. I mean, obviously, you're an identical twin, but how similar are you to your sister?
Yes.
We're very different, actually. Right. I mean, we look alike. At the same time, we don't look that much alike. We're same, but different. But personality-wise, she's more of an introvert compared to myself. I'm the more loud, boisterous, protective one, you know, because she's the younger one anyhow. So I've always been very, very protective.
Mm. I mean, I have a friend, well, not a friend, but a friend of a friend who has young twins. Mm-hmm. And when they were so young that they literally couldn't tell the difference, he would take a little marker pen and mark on their buttocks. Literally, just a little dot on one one of the kids' left buttocks.
Yeah, so I asked my parents, right? How do you know? I could probably be Anuja and she's probably Tanuja. Like, who knows? I mean, there was even an incident.
They started calling the wrong baby, the wrong name.
Yeah, there was an incident when I think we were 5 years of age and I had fever and Anuja had diarrhea. And mom used to keep us on this huge mattress when we were asleep. And I think we turned over and she couldn't tell who was who. So she gave this one, medicine, the wrong medication, and both ended up having diarrhea and fever, right? So,
Wonderful story. I could be beauty queen talking about diarrhea.
I know.
I could be Anuja for all you know.
All right, folks, we are now, of course, going to move on to Smarty Pants. Tanuja, I hope you're ready for this. It sounds a little bit like this.
Smarty Pants.
Right then, so the idea is we have 30 questions.
Okay.
You have 3 minutes to answer as many as you possibly can.
Oh, good Lord, rapid fire round.
If you don't know the answer, just say skip and we move right on.
Okay.
Your 3 minutes start now.
Okay.
What is the middle name of Sir Laurence Olivier? Is it William or Kerr?
Kerr?
It's correct, actually.
It's correct.
Which U.S. state is known as the Garden State? Is it Michigan or New Jersey?
Michigan.
Guys, come on.
We got it.
The famous Swedish fish candy is made in Sweden. True or false?
False.
What is the main type of metal in pewter? Is it tin or cobalt? In pewter. Is it tin?
Tin.
What is 5 times 6?
30.
Rocky Mountain oysters are actual oysters found in Florida. Is that true or false?
What?
True or false?
True.
What name is Dwayne Johnson often referred to as?
The Rock.
Which famous businessman owns the brand Virgin? Is it Mark Cuban or Richard Branson?
Oh God, Branson.
Yes. In which sport would you associate Mario Balotelli with? Boxing or football?
Mario Balotelli, boxing, right? Football, there goes.
Tunisia gained independence from which country in 1956? Was it China or France?
Tunisia.
Yeah.
France.
Which singer has a hit song called Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Oh my God.
No, that's not a name.
It's just right at the tip of my tongue. I can't remember. I'm sorry.
Skip.
Okay,
skip.
What vegetable is often served in an eggs Florentine? Is it onions or spinach?
Spinach.
Daylight savings time starts on which month in the US? Is it April or March?
I don't live in the US. I say March.
Okay, very good. Red Grant is the villain in which James Bond movie? Is it Tomorrow Never Dies or From Russia With Love?
From Russia With Love.
Which country is the only one that has played in every World Cup? Is it England or Brazil?
Brazil.
What type of fish is... What type of food dish is a London particular? Is it a salad or a soup?
Soupy.
What is the national flower of Pakistan? Is it Goa or Jasmine?
Jasmine.
Who directed all the Indiana Jones series? So was it George Lucas or Steven Spielberg?
George Lucas?
No.
Steven Spielberg?
Let's give her that one, okay. All right, next one. What does CFO stand for?
CFO?
Chief what officer?
What chief French officer?
Podophobia is the irrational fear of what? Spiders or feet?
Feet.
Which country hosted the 1998 Winter Olympic Games? Canada or Japan?
Japan.
Which comedian took over Jon Stewart after he left The Daily Show? Was it Stephen Colbert or Trevor Noah?
Trevor Noah.
How many times was the name Chewbacca mentioned throughout the Star Wars series?
Once.
Yes. A group of which birds is known as a murder? Pigeons or crows?
Crows.
Very good. What is the name of the person who shapes iron with an anvil and hammer? A forger or blacksmith?
Blacksmith.
Very good. That's it.
We're out of time, folks. We'll be back in a minute to find out how well Tanuja did. Please don't go anywhere. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
I'm David Chiu.
And I'm Tanuja.
Okay. See, we had quite a few dings there, didn't we?
We had.
Just for the break.
We had.
Sounded pretty good.
It sounded really, really good.
Right, just before we get to find out how many she scored, we're going to go and remind you about our giveaway this evening. 016-201-9000 is a number to remember. We need your full name, your IC, and why you deserve to win this question.
Which popular DJ artist will be performing at the Taste of Tiffin event? Now, if you win, you get passes to the Brunch Session Brunch Bandits event for the Taste of Tiffin at Publica on February 26th.
Okie dokie then. Let's go through some of the questions she got wrong.
Hiya. You know, this woman, in which sport would you associate Mario Balotelli with? She said boxing, la.
Football
which,
fail.
Which singer has a hit song? Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
God, I'm sorry. I still don't know. It's at the tip of my
Cindy
tongue.
Cyndi Lauper.
Yes. Hiya.
You knew that, right?
I knew that.
But all in all, she managed 25 questions.
Oh,
right?
Well done.
Oh, thank okay. you.
So, wait,
right. Yay, smarty man,
wait,
smarty
wait,
man.
Wait. You got through 25, but that doesn't mean you scored 25.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
Out of the 25, she got, drum roll, please.
Let's have a drum roll.
Heart attack.
20 was your score.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty
good.
You
not
sound
too happy,
so terribly
okay.
disappointed.
I am.
Oh, no. Oh, that's it. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Tanuja, thank you very much for coming on, though. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank
to have you.
It's been so much fun, guys.
Energy has been lovely. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
Right. To wrap up the show, then, of course, we have some silly facts we're going to throw out. Do you want to go with yours first?
Yes.
Come on, then. What have you got?
Do you know that there are more life forms living on your skin than there are people living on this planet?
That's disgusting.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, I've got one for you. And again, this is like the performance of the human body. So there was this skydiver. Her name was Joan Murray.
Okay.
Her parachute failed to open.
Uh-oh.
And she was approaching the ground at 81 miles per hour.
Okay.
So it's 130 kilometers an hour.
Yeah.
And she landed on a mound of fire ants.
Oh,
right?
No.
Now, she was stung over 200 times.
Ow.
But that actually saved her life. Because what it did is it caused a surge of adrenaline to keep her heart pumping. And it helped us to survive. So it's thanks to the ants.
Yeah, but then the whole point is, what's the point of surviving if you've got every broken...
She'd got lots and lots of broken bones, but she survived. You know, she fell all that way, no parachute, smack onto a mound of ants, and she walked away from it.
So make sure you fall on a mound of fire ants.
Fire.
There you go. Okay, it has been at that time of night. Thank you very much, Tanuja.
Thank you so much, guys. I had fun.
Thank you, David.
Thank you very much.
And of course, we will be back from deepest, darkest Banda Atama.
Yes.
It is BFM 89.9, the business station. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.